This is Get Your Goddess Groove On Radio. When the goddess speaks, everyone listens with me, Laura Hosford. Do you feel like life is a mystery to be solved? That you must stand alone in this life? Listen deeply, beloved soul, and hear my call. I am your waking inner goddess speaking to you. I am here to call you home and activate your deepest prayer inside of you. As an emissary for the goddess, I offer you authentic channel messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace to guide you forward in transcending your consciousness and becoming the change you wish to see in the world. Now get ready and join me as we get your goddess groove on right now. Hello, beautiful goddesses, and welcome to my new show, Get Your Goddess Groove On. When the goddess speaks, everyone listens. And I'm so super excited to be with you today. And welcome. So today is our first show. And are you ready? Are you ready to learn how to get your goddess groove on, to shine your love light and to ignite that beautiful goddess prayer that you have holding in your heart space into the world? And today, I just invite you to sit back and to relax and to, just take a load off, literally, and, you know, unburden yourself. And just for this next hour, join me in this beautiful healing conversation with the goddess and just begin to open to receive her messages, her love, her light. And we're going to be talking about today about the goddess and who she is and why she's returning in such a great force today as we are experiencing this very, very, chaotic time, great change today that's now consuming our world. And so, what's really happening in our world? And we're going to touch on that today. And, and the question today for you, dear one, is, are you being called by the goddess? Are you being called by Divine Mother to perhaps awaken and embody and anchor your beautiful goddess light that you hold within you? That's the truth of you in your own beautiful, unique way, without apology. And so I'm a bit of a sacred rebel. I'll just share that right now. And I love bringing forth our authentic expression, right? And I'm not just a rebel, I'm a sacred rebel. And what I mean by that is that, I'm here on behalf of the goddess, as you are too, to really bring through that sacred connection that we all have to the higher, the higher aspect of us, to that higher truth, and to all of life. And it's very sacred to me. It's a very sacred space, a space that I honor, I cherish. So let's dive in here. So today we're gonna join in an empowering conversation with Goddess Kali, and she's gonna help to reveal the deeper truth. So what in the world is going on right now on planet Earth? And, give you some tips on how you can best navigate these really challenging times, right? This really auspicious time in our world that basically where the world is practically shut down, and certainly, that hasn't ever happened that I know of in thousands and thousands of years, certainly before any of us are here on the planet now. Later, I'm going to guide you through a heart healing meditation and connect you with the goddess energies of love and peace and grace, and bring in some heart healing for you today, for you and your soul. So again, grab a glass of water, turn off your phone, or get in a comfortable space or chair, and just begin to relax and open and receive. Because the more relaxed that you can be, then the more that you can just relax into receiving these beautiful energies that the goddess wants to bring in and through you to activate within you again. Maybe grab a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, and let's dive in together into this beautiful journey of journeying into the heart of the goddess. And also, I will be taking your calls today, so be sure to stay with us to the end of the show. We'll be taking calls. And if you're on the Transformation Page website, then I think the 800 number there is there for you to call in, I hope. Okay, so so as I said today, we're in the midst of this beautiful, great change and chaos that's really, you know, literally bringing us all into, maybe literally to our knees. And, you know, to help us to reconnect, right, with that beautiful interconnection that we have. And, yeah, so let's get into the midst of that now. So a little bit about me and who I am, and kind of a little bit, just a little bit of sharing with you about my own background, since this is the first show, is I actually became a channel and an emissary for the Divine Feminine Christ energies, including Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary, about 3 years ago. And I'm going to talk a little bit about my own journey of how that happened. I also consider myself a womb priestess, a ceremonial frequency rebirther. I'm a shamanic ordained minister. I also am an Akashic Records teacher. I'm certified to teach Akashic Records. I also have the gift, a beautiful gift that was gift to me, of being a light language channel. So I don't know on this show, it's definitely a possibility that I will bring through and channel light language at times as the energies move in and through me. I'm also a natural born energy, intuitive energy healer. And I'm also a retreat leader. I love to lead retreats and take people on sacred journeys of the heart. So really what my purpose is here in this incarnation is to be a teacher of spiritual truth, to help others to tap into that truth, that beautiful spiritual truth that each of us carry. We carry our own unique truth. And, you know, I like to guide you to, you know, help you to transmute layers of fear and energetic imprints of codependency, martyrdom, you know, other patterns of victimization that you may be holding in your body, you know, the old conditioned patterns from the third dimensional world that we are releasing now. And we carry these deep patterns, you know, within our brain and literally within our womb, or if you're a man, within that second chakra space. And so I like to work with and guide you to really help you to release those conditioned beliefs and patterns and blocks that are preventing you from really, you know, becoming at one with your own beautiful radiating light. So that's a passion for mine, and I've been on this journey since about 2001, and I had my own turning point in 2008, and I'm going to share a little bit about that with you here in a minute. So when I was looking into you know, what the title of this show would be. And I knew the content of this show would be about the goddess and as an emissary for the goddess. And because my own energetic spark or blueprint, I naturally have more feminine energies than masculine energies because we're all unique to that. And so that's kind of how, you know, the reason why I'm an emissary for Divine Mother. Because it's naturally part of my own blueprint that I naturally flow those energies more than the masculine. But when I was putting this show together, I was thinking about different songs, and I love music. And So what really came to me was this song by Madonna. And everyone, I'm sure, knows this song, Like a Prayer. And I love the first four verses in this prayer that say, life is a mystery. Everyone must stand alone. I hear you call my name, and it feels like home. And so as you really just listen to those words, and I'll just invite you now to really take those words into your heart. And what do those words bring up inside of you? What do those words mean to you? And the goddess energy is really a mystery to us. She weaves her mysterious forces in and through us in our world like a swirling, dancing, hidden force that is beyond our mind's understanding. She is the mystery. And as we tune into this force, into this powerful force for change, we can find a deeper place within our center. It's a place of stillness and peace, where the world of the formless enters the world of form. And we are all part of this mysterious force of life. It's raw, unbridled, pure creative flow that runs through your being and essence too. And this is the part of you that is unseen, but you feel it coursing through your blood and bones. It's pure nature, is benevolent and innocent. These are the qualities of your divine soul, the essence of you that is eternal, pure love, your true home. You have an inner beacon of light within you, dear one, and this light can never be extinguished or taken away from you. So take a moment. Can you hear the call of the goddess, dear one? She is calling you to rise again, to embody your true essence of love, innocence, and pure beauty. And now I think we're going to a commercial.
Raising the vibrations through stimulating conversations while exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria on Tales from the Merworld Radio with me, Amira Beth. Join us every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be ready to feel empowered and an active part of the changing earth. For more information about me, visit AmiraBeth.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? We're tired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Hobert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Hobert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyhobert.com. That's drkathyhobert.com.
So I'd love to share with you just for a moment, take you on a journey that was pretty pivotal to me when I really experienced the goddess energies in a more profound, conscious way. So on June 7, 2017, I boarded a jet plane to Paris, France. France was not on my bucket list until my guides brought it to me earlier that year. And so visiting France brought up deep feelings of excitement and passion within me. And my own sacred journey to southern France brought deep healing to me on many, many levels, including raising my own personal consciousness to another level, which words really cannot describe. But my divine guides had arranged it all, and I was joined by a friend, and we began our journey and our tour in Paris. First visiting L'Église de la Madeleine, a church dedicated to St. Mary Magdalene, in honor of the divine feminine energy that Mary Magdalene brought forth 2,000 years ago. We then traveled to the south of France, visiting the town of Rennes-le-Château to visit the St. Mary Madeleine, another church dedicated to the legacy of St. Mary Magdalene, and to the positive impact that she left on this part of the world in France. In the small town of Rennes-le-Bon, I walked the path of the initiate, and we journeyed up the mountainside on the wise woman path to experience a very powerful initiation that was planned for us that we didn't know. As we climbed the side of the mountain, we reached the pivot of where there is the Isis and Osiris stone chairs. We each sat in the chairs, which then ignited a threefold ascension flame between the two chairs as they sit on the ley lines, as my friend and I both meditated. As we tuned into these beautiful, powerful, divine feminine energies that were so richly concentrated in these very sacred places, our hearts and souls overflowed with love and joy and inspiration. It brought tears to my eyes. It brought such deep emotion and connection with the goddess that I had never known before in my life. It brought in new hope for humanity in our world. And the messages we were given that day were very clear, that we were being reunited with our own inner goddess, that we were being reborn into our inner divine feminine nature that day. We had heard the inner call of the Divine Mother, and we had responded. And we were there to awaken our inner Divine Feminine so that we could then remember and embody her energies fully as daughters of Divine Sophia. This is why I was called to France. It was part of my own soul's plan and destiny to walk upon these sacred lands again, where I assure you, the divine feminine energies are very still, very active and alive and powerful. It was a beautiful sacred pilgrimage that started to awaken the goddess within myself on a whole new level. Now, my life had not always been very easy and this lifetime. And when I came in, the family that I chose for my own learning my own soul growth and development, and is part of what I was being asked by the goddess to help to heal on a global level as the collective consciousness. Again, another turning point for me was in March of 2008. And in March in 2008, it began with me losing a major job of almost 10 years. It was quite a devastating blow in my life, and it sent me into what you call a dark night of the soul period. And for the next 6 years, the goddess took me on the journey with Goddess Kali. And at that time, I didn't realize Goddess Kali was there initiating me into a whole new path, a whole new path. And as I kind of fell over the cliff, that's how I remember it, that summer, I fell over the cliff. It was probably the lowest point in my life, going through a lot of mental breakdowns and, you know, confusion, bouts of denial about my life choices, and really just, you know, sent me on this new deep inner journey of really answering deep questions about why my life had been the way it had, and how I was now being called to heal this deep inner wounding of being a martyr and making a lot of sacrifices, sacrificing my own needs. Was the pattern that I had been dealing with since childhood. I was a codependent. And my parents were, and I love my parents, you know, but they also were codependent and had a bit of a narcissistic flair. So these were some of the energies that were coming in, and they were coming in to be healed. And, you know, now we're looking out in the world and we can see that these energies are all, you know, very, very, have come up to the surface, right? How many videos can you go out there and find about narcissists and codependency? And, you know, 20 years ago, we didn't even have terms for that energy. However, you know, I knew that there was nothing to judge about any of my journey, that it was all had a higher purpose. And this purpose was to move through these childhood experiences of experiencing these energies so then I could heal these energies within myself, help to offer the healing energies to my family lineage, and also to help to bring healing to the collective consciousness of these energies as well. And it would also give me the experience of walking this pathway so that I could then help others to overcome and heal these energies within them, these conditioned ways of belief of being. So, the return of the Divine Mother Sophia God, the creatrix of life, and the great journey that we are on, and, you know, really the Divine Mother, as I was shown while sitting in a cave in France 3 years ago, that she is returning. She's returning now, and we can so powerfully see this return this year of helping us to heal these gross imbalances we've been living within thousands of years of living pretty much from the dominant left brain of our experience, not really including the right brain or, you know, the feminine energy. And again, there's no judgment on any of this. And we all have feminine and masculine energy within us, both as men and women. And so she's come to return to help us to begin to focus inward and begin to create the inner balance and wholeness that we all hold within ourselves. And so we all have this potential, this great potential, to begin to align with our divine inner qualities of the archetype of the divine feminine and masculine energies, so we can begin to create wholeness and balance within ourselves again. And as each person steps up to the plate to do this, as each of us makes a conscious decision and says, yes, you know, I want to be part of the change and the change that in the world that Gandhi shared with us, right? I want to be part of that change. And so now we're all being urged, we're all being lovingly invited by the goddess to begin this great journey of healing these imbalances within us. And as each of us do that, then we begin to heal our society. We begin to bring in new higher forms of thoughts, of words, of energies, new light structures, of higher frequencies. We begin to make new choices that are choices that support the unified field, choices that support peace and love and respect for all of life. We begin to contribute to this universal Earth hologram that we're all co-creators of in a new way, because we now can operate, we have a new operating system that we can tap into. The goddess never forces anything on us. We've always had free will. And we can always choose to operate from our own personal will, and indeed we have, and we've been part of this Earth experiment for many, however many incarnations we've been here. But it's all been for the higher purpose of learning in this special kind of environment, the special kind of hologram that was set up for us to learn what is pain and suffering. You know, if I came from a perfect world, I wouldn't know what that is. It would just be a concept. But here on this Earth experiment, this great Earth experiment, where you have many different forms of consciousness, you have many different forms of life participating, and think of it as, you know, kind of like everyone has the ability through free will that the Creator, God, Goddess gave us to choose and make choices. And so we're all collectively contributing to what we see manifesting on the outer world. And this is the way the world has been since the inception. However, now what's different about this time is that, you know, many of us have completed those incarnations. We've completed those lessons of learning. And so now it's time for us to begin to graduate into a new higher ascended place. We're now being called to graduate this old paradigm and to move into a new phase of our own beautiful journey along with Mother Earth. So now we're being totally supported by Divine Mother to really ascend and embody our own magnificent, and what I call angelic goddess self, that part of us that is the unique individual divine true self that we are. The goddess is a universal energy frequency that springs from the pure energy of love. It is the heart of the universe and is the expression of the feminine life force. It is the divine feminine energy, the highest divine truth in the cosmos. The goddess consciousness is a concept for representing the feminine principle, the divine laws of nature that create balance, compassion, and harmony. The divine feminine illuminates these qualities within our original soul blueprint that you carry and we each carry within us. When we can get in touch with this beautiful part of our own divine soul blueprint, that unique true self that we are, that authentic, beautiful energy that we are, we can begin to express these new qualities of life again, the feminine flow. I call them our feminine superpowers. These superpowers offer us tenderness, wisdom, patience, the ability to nurture ourselves and others, the ability to be flexible. It offers beautiful new space for fertility, for birthing of new life, new higher ideas and concepts and ways of being that support all of life without harm. There's also a side to the feminine that is wild, free-spirited, an untamed, pure creative force and flow that flows through you. She is pure light and love. Her pure childlike innocence provides the playful, creative, and spontaneous flow of creation itself. She is the creatrix of all life everywhere in the cosmos. She is the keeper of the cosmic cycles of birth, death, and rebirth. She is both creative and playful, and she loves to be in nature. And your divine feminine is also the midwife to all that you are here to help you to birth new ideas, businesses, to birth new books, art, to birth your creative flow. And she comes in to help support the entire process of seed planting, germination, incubation, nourishment, and harvesting to your beautiful creative flow and ideas. All of us are here to birth something. There's something being held within our heart that wants to come birth through you. And so when you reconnect to this beautiful divine feminine force within you, she will help you to bring forth this beautiful seed idea and help to steward you through the birthing process so that you can begin to bring this forth into the outer world, the earth, today. So our feminine intuition is one of our most powerful tools for guidance, and we all have it. All of us have this beautiful access to this beautiful intuition. And our intuition leads us in the right direction every time when we're tuned in. When something needs attention or is out of balance, she does communicate through us, through our body, our emotions, our thoughts. And when we're not tuned in, when we're not listening or hearing her voice, that voice can get louder and our discomfort grows within. If she's out of balance or ignored, we can lose self-respect. We can lose our ability to discern and our ability to love ourselves in the way that we are meant to. When we bring her forward, her nature is to love you, guide you, honor you, and nurture you when you allow those beautiful energies in. So Goddess Kali is here to help us to manage these natural cycles of birth, death, and rebirth. And look out today, the timing of everything that's happening right now on the earth. And so this virus that came out and impacted the world, right, globally, and look how powerful it has pretty much brought everybody to their knees almost. You know, it's brought our whole modern society to a halt almost. You know, you may be working from home, you might not be working. But what is this really doing? Like, what is really going on here? And I believe that Goddess Kali has the answer. She's here to help us to slow down, to begin to reconnect with that beautiful goddess energy within us. She's here to say, hey, pay attention to me, the goddess, to get in touch with me. She's here to help us to cleanse energies that we're carrying, to purify our inner landscape of old and outdated patterns of energies. She's here to help us to not only purify our soul, but to cleanse the earth through the elements of air, water, earth, and fire. She's here to initiate the ending of the old world, the third dimensional world, and to release and let that go. But we have to release and let it go from within us, within each of us. And as we release these energies, then we can begin to start a new beginning. We can start over, and we can begin to bring through these beautiful new energies, these new higher frequencies of creation, innocence, purity, love, compassion, peace. We can begin to build this new foundation of the new world. But each person has to do that from within. Each of us have to step up to the plate and say, yes, I'm willing to do that. And in order to do that, we need to slow down enough to pay attention, to sit quietly and pray or meditate or spend time in nature or just be at home and to not be running around in our busy, busy schedule and modern lifestyle, not being distracted by all the outer influences that are trying to distract us away. And so this beautiful dance of Kali, her universal energies come in to shake, rattle, and roll us into a new paradigm of life. She brings in, yes, the energy of destruction, but that energy of destruction clears the path for your soul to evolve into a wider and higher state of awareness. She's here to help you to expand your heart wave, to move in more flow of your beautiful natural state, which is divine love. She's here to help you to guide the way, if you will. She's here to guide us. And so her superpower is a divine healing force of the feminine consciousness supports our evolution. She comes in to help us to confront any fear-based illusions, any false delusions, so we can open our hearts and minds to the true nature, our true nature. Your true nature is you are divine, you are love, you're innocent. And so when she enters your life, and as she's entered our world, she's helped to restore the order and the balance. She's here to purify the energies that no longer serve us and to help create this new world of peace and to support for all of life, for everyone to be supported, for all to be equally supported as far as even basic needs, for everyone to have the opportunity to enjoy life. And she comes in with these beautiful energies of chaos. She comes in through chaos, yes, but she swiftly removes what's no longer needed, making way for the birthing of this new world. And so as she births through this world of chaos that we're experiencing now, and yes, we are in a chaotic period, and yes, we are in a sense going through a world crisis. However, the beauty of that is that as the old world, the old structures of the third dimension are crumbling right before our eyes, just really take a moment to tap into your heart. Just close your eyes, if you will, with me for a moment and bring your hand to your heart. Begin to bring your energy down from your head. Allow the energy to drop into your heart space. As you drop into your heart space, begin to connect with that beautiful rhythm and flow of your own heart wave. Begin to connect with that beautiful feminine force, that beautiful golden wave of light that flows like an infinity symbol, flowing through your heart, down through your second chakra, through the twin heart. Begin to feel into this rhythm and flow. This is the wave of the goddess. This is the golden crystal river, which is the flowing within deep within Mother Earth. We know it as the human frequency. This supports your body deva, and this supports you as your body deva is supported. You as a soul can begin to flow that beautiful river of light. And so I'll invite you now to begin to just take a big deep breath and bring your attention into the front of your heart space. Begin to feel this beautiful river of light flowing down the front of your spine. Begin to ask your higher self to bring your attention to this inner river. And as you come into this river of light, this waterfall of light, this is your soul essence. As you begin to connect with this light, begin to feel how peaceful, safe, secure you feel. And if you're not feeling that yet, that's okay. You can just practice this. But as you come into this light, the light of who you really are, I call it your soul light. You begin to flow this river down the top of your head. So open the top of your head wide. We call that your crown chakra. Bring that light down. Bringing it down through the middle of your forehead, between your eyes, bring it down your throat, bringing it down into your heart. Now bringing it down right below the heart, we call the solar plexus. Bring it down to your belly button area, your second chakra. Now bring it all the way down into the root chakra. Begin to see this beautiful white light now spinning or moving up and down. Flowing up and down between the highest heavens, the highest seventh plane of heaven. Just with your intention, connecting in with that beautiful soul light and seeing the light come all the way down from heaven, flowing along the front of your spine, moving out through the root chakra. Now moving into what we call the earth star chakra, just below the earth. See that beautiful river of light connecting and flowing into the earth star chakra. This is what grounds your body, Deva, to the earth. She's supported by the earth. Bring that river of light all the way down and connect it into the heart of Mother Earth, into the fifth dimensional earth, onto the golden grid. And you might see a huge ball of light, a golden pyramid or an anchor, and just connect. As you connect into that beautiful energy of the new fifth dimensional earth, begin to bring those energies back up your feet. Begin to feel this energy flowing up your feet, your legs, your hips. Feel the energies coming up, moving throughout your body, bringing healing, bringing calm and peace. Beautiful. Just with your intention, allow these energies to move in and through you. And if you'd like to bring your hand to your heart and then one hand to your second chakra, just to begin to imagine this flow moving through the heart and the womb in a beautiful golden river of love. Breathing in, and now these energies moving between the highest heaven of where your I Am angelic goddess self lives in the heart of God. And the energies move down through you, down the front of the spine, down through the chakras, down through into Mother Earth. And they begin to loop, flowing up and flowing down. And now breathing in, just allow those energies to move through you. This is your goddess light. This is who you are. The more you connect in with this light and this flow and this love of who you are, the more peace, the more calm, the more safe, and the more present you will be. So let's take a big deep breath now. Everyone, beautiful. Okay. Just take a moment to receive those blessings, the love, the connection, and the healing energies from the goddess. Beautiful. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about now, what are some tips? What are some things that the goddess has to say that can provide some wisdom for us during this great time of change? As we're all, you know, absolutely being challenged, right? And in a way that we've never been challenged before in our lifetime. And so what are some ways that we can navigate these challenging times? So I think the first thing that we're being called to do is to really to slow down, as we was saying early, to slow down and to begin to make your relationship with yourself number one again, to bring it into, you know, priority number one. I mean, if you're really honest and raw with yourself, how many of us really make ourselves a priority? How many of us really take the time every day to love ourselves enough to honor our own needs first as a human being? And just take that in for a moment. You know, and just really look at this from a witness observer perspective and really take a step back and observe your life to bring it into maybe the right perspective. You know, maybe you've been out of balance a bit, and you know, we all can flow in and out of balance from time to time because we're human. We're not here to be perfect. That's not really what it's about. It's about to have this beautiful human experience and to be a co-creator and to work with these energies of love and light. And so when we can slow down and we can begin to bring our everything back into balance by bringing, you know, and looking at our priorities and saying, okay, maybe I'm not really, you know, taking care of myself in the way that I need to. And maybe I thought that I was, but, you know, I'm looking at myself and maybe I need to pay attention to my body, nurture my body, you know, looking at my health, looking at my mental, my emotional, and even my spiritual life. Because it all begins there. That's the foundation. And so we need a new strong foundation. And I think we're being actually encouraged now to move from the old paradigm that was based on fear, that was based on duality, that was based on these energies of and experiments, if you will, of the polarity of light and dark. And now we're being given this beautiful opportunity to move into a new world of unity consciousness, what we call the fifth dimension. And this world is a world about moving beyond the self and moving into, you know, that we all are in this together and that we're all connected and that with every decision we make, with every choice, with every action, that we can see that there is a cause and effect on this world, right? So we're all now seeing, experiencing the creation of someone creating this virus, and this virus, you know, being, you know, loosed in the world, whether it was on purpose or whether it was an accident. In a sense, that doesn't really matter. In a sense, it happened, and it's happening for a bigger purpose, a bigger reason. And when I really tap into that, yes, there are people who are dying from the virus. That's true. There are people who are suffering and in pain. And then there's also a beautiful new energy, the energy of the fifth dimension, that actually is rising right now. It's rising up in the center of all of this chaos. Just take a moment to feel into that. Take a moment to feel into that and connect with your heart. When you really connect into it, you can really see or feel this beautiful new energy of compassion into a unified field that's now rising into and around the globe. Because think about it, every country, every nationality, it doesn't matter, you know, what country, it doesn't matter your age, your sex, it doesn't matter your religion, your beliefs, it doesn't matter. We're all impacted by this virus, and we're all now, you know, responding to it, and the response is a beautiful outpouring of love that's uniting us together, of compassion, you know, of the suffering that people are going through. And this is now bringing forth this new beautiful energy and higher consciousness of the unified field of the fifth dimension. It's actually anchoring it into the planet. And it's anchoring this higher frequency. And so as you take the time for you to spend maybe with your family, with your, you know, in your home, spending time with yourself to rest, to sleep, to nurture yourself, to, you know, have compassion for yourself, to have love yourself through this time, to love every moment, to love yourself through every moment, and to shift out the fear, because that's what you're being invited to do, is to let go of the fear, to let go of the resistance, and to see this new world that's opening before your eyes. And you're being invited to step into that world right now. And it's a choice. You have a choice. You always have a choice. And it will all be okay for everyone and their choice, because there's never any judgment. But as you slow down, you begin to move into the breath. And as I think about that, the breath is our connection to spirit, right? The breath is our connection to spirit. We can't live without oxygen. And yet this virus is snuffing out the literal breath in some people, their connection to spirit. And I find that really interesting and fascinating, that, you know, when we connect into the breath, we can reconnect into the spirit. As we reconnect into our breath in the spirit, in the energy of God, Goddess, in that flow of light that moves through you, that right there is your antidote. That's your antidote to the virus. Right here and right now, just really take a moment to take that in, that is the antidote to your virus, to the virus, in the opening of door of light into a new world. So integral to our collective healing is the remembrance of bringing forth your own sacred feminine energy and essence and principle, to remember your source is love, dear one. You are the embodiment of love. You're deeply held in the nurturing arms of the mother. Now is your time to reclaim this truth in your divinity and to value your creative force along with the masculine, for them to come back into perfect harmony and balance. Now is the time. So I think we're almost at the end of our show, and I'm not sure if we had any callers today. We'll be sure to make time for callers next time. And if you have any comments or questions, please leave those, and I'm happy to get back with you on that. And just a few closing words for today's show. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for your love, your light, your support. I've had so much fun with you today as we dive into the mysteries in the heart of the goddess today. I would love to hear from you. And also, if you enjoyed this show, please consider subscribing to get notifications of all my shows. And please invite your friends to join us too next time. All right, everyone. Sending you lots of love and blessings. Be well. Stay well. Nourish yourself, love yourself, spend time with family, be creative, allow yourself this time of nourishment for you. Everything is going to be okay. We're all rising to a new and better world. Thank you so much.
You have been listening to Get Your Goddess Groove On with me, Laura Hosford. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I provide you with a healing sanctuary for awakening and rebirthing your own divine connection with the goddess. It is time to embody the sacred rebel goddess you came to be. For more information or to connect with me, visit www.laurahosford.com.